Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to tell you why you shouldn't wait to sell your home.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate. So let's talk about why you shouldn't wait to sell your home.
Okay, so it's time to make a change and get yourself a little uncomfortable in a challenged market. I get that. But at the same time, this is not a bubble. It's time to do something for other reasons of urgency. For example, the high demand from buyers. Buyers are here. They've shown up in droves, and we've got to respond to that with some supply. So you'll optimize your opportunity as a seller in that case.
Let's talk about the low inventory that you're experiencing, because that has to be a win for sellers right now. So how do you take advantage of that as a seller?
As a seller, you've got to really take a look at your next step after you sell. Make sure you feel confident you have a place to go, because with that, you'll have the strength to take advantage of this market. Now, how do you do that? If you're going to senior living or leaving this market, there's an easier pass. But if you're going to be buying to right size in the same market, you want to do some deep research in regards to what the sales price will be, what you're looking for your purchase, and really take a look at what's sold recently similar to what you're seeking to make sure you'll be successful. That's the first step, because if you don't have a negotiated position, an alternative to a negotiated position in this home, you're not going to have the confidence to move forward in this market.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the macros of the market, and then let's kind of talk about the micros of this specific market. So tell us again what the inventory is right now in general.
In the inventory right now, there's 154 homes in the last count of yesterday. And last year, this time, there are 479 homes for sale. So it is crazy depleted marketplace. Now with that, what you've got to look at, what you're referring to as a micro market, is your circumstance may be different. If you have a $1 million property with 10 acres outside in Cheshire or something, that's going to be a different market. And you want to make sure you're looking at that specifically to make your movements, not just on the sales side, but when you turn to purchase, understand the market and the climate of your micro market.
Yeah, that makes sense. So when somebody calls you and says, hey, I want to sell, it sounds like instead of you starting with a CMA and giving them a value on the house, you're almost doing like what I do with a 1031 exchange. I start with where they want to end up first.
What's critical right now is to understand the end game. You can navigate this. It's possible. Even if you have to finance until you sell your house, there are ways to get this done. But you've got to do it with strategy and intent from the start out of the gate.
Yeah, good information.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial. Have a fantastic evening.